Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We constantly need to look at the life of our beloved Prophet and learn from him, because Allah says, wa lakum fi Rasulillah uswatun hasana. Indeed, in the Prophet, you have an example that you need to follow. He's our role model. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen you can find in the book Makarim al-Akhlaq in the chapter or section of Nubuwa, prophethood. He says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to skip some of them because we've already spoken to them about in other episodes. He said when he talks with a person and has a conversation with a person or debase a person, the Prophet, he's the first to become quiet. So he gives the chance for others to speak, and he gives himself the chance to listen and hear them out. Me and you, sometimes when we argue, when we talk, we never stop. We are the last to make sure that we are the last to talk so we can enforce our point. Now, you say what you have to say in a very short, precise words. If the other person understands them, good and well. If not, don't bother yourself, because that person, surely, his mind is shut. So the Prophet used to be the first to be quiet in terms of talking or arguments. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never ever crossed his legs in the presence of other people. And sadly, sometimes we see this happening in the masjid. We see this happening in gatherings where people just cross, like they stretch their legs in front of people. That is rude. وَلَا خُيِّرَ بَيْنَ أَمْرَيْنِ إِلَّا أَخَذَ بِأَشَدِّهِمَا. When he's giving an option, he would always take the hardest of the options, because he wants to give the easy options to people. So for example, if there was a group of us and then we had to divide chores around us, and then I get the choice of doing something light or doing something heavy, I would have to choose the heaviest of chores, the heaviest of work. Why? Because I want to make sure that others are happy. So this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and his akhlaq. He wants to make sure those who are around him are happy. Let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
You came to me in that hour of need, when I was so lost, so lonely. You came to me, took my breath away, showed me the right way, the way to lead. You filled my heart, showed me the love. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa.
Amir al-Mu'mineen says, and when it comes to him and trying to get victory for himself, he would not do so. Like, he would not do so in case he might oppress other people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with him. وَمَا أَكَلَ مُتَّكِئًا قَطْ حَتَّى فَارَقَ الدُّنْيَا. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, when he eats, he never leans back on the wall or on the chair or whatever so he can eat comfortably and relaxed. He would sit like his back would be either stiff standing, or he would bend his back towards his food. He would never put his back against the seat or against the wall. Even in normal sitting, he would never do that, because he's always, like we said in previous episode, trying to maintain servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَمَا سُؤُلَ شَيْءٍ قَطْ فَقَالَ لَهُ. He was never asked for anything, and he said no. And obviously, in the halal way, right? So if someone comes to the Prophet and says, Ya Rasulullah, could you come with me, do this with me? He would say, sure. When people ask him of things, he would say, sure. He would give them. No, it was not part of the Prophet's life. Meaning he would always answer people. The hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen continues when he talks about the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he says, وَكَانَ أَخَفُّ النَّاسِ صَلَاةً فِي تَمَامٍ. When he prays jama'ah with people, he would be the fastest in praying. Why? Because he's taking into consideration there are other people behind him who might be sick, who might not be able to pray for long, or they might just be busy and have things to do. So he would pray very fast to make sure that people get back to their work. Now, a lot of people, sadly, these days, they drag their salah, especially when it comes to jama'ah. They try to show their humbleness and their khushu' and what have you to people. Don't do that. I mean, recently, I was praying after a person, and God, one prayer takes hours. I said, if I wasn't a Muslim, I would never pray again. Because he just, like, one ruk'ah takes him, like, I don't know, 3, 5, 10 minutes. It just drained the salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he would do it very quickly, very fast. Why? Because he's taking into account that there are people behind him. If it was up to him, yeah, he can, you know, take as long as he wants. So this is also something that I and you need to keep in mind if we want to pray.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Also, he says, وَكَانَ أَقْصَرُ النَّاسِ خَطْبًا. If you would want to deliver a speech, he would use the shortest of speeches, because obviously, for the reason that we mentioned, that there are people who have things, they're not going to be there listening to the Prophet lecturing them for hours. They, and especially back in the day with the Bedouins and the stuff like that, they just want to go back to their camels and their sheep. They don't have time to sit and listen to a very complicated lecture from the Prophet. So also, if you want to deliver a speech to people, keep that in mind. Keep it short and keep it precise. And he says, وَأَقَلَّهُمْ هَذْرًا, that when he talks, he doesn't talk about everything that comes to his mind and he keeps telling them stories. And he doesn't do that. He just tells them few simple words, things they can understand, things they can learn from, and he would leave it there. And last thing he says, وَكَانَ يُعْرَفُ بِالرِّيحُ الطَّيِّبِ إِذَا أَقْبَلُ, that when the Prophet, before he comes, you can smell his perfume miles away before he comes, not after he leaves. So basically what he's trying to say is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly used to put perfume. Perfume was part and parcel of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. As Muslims, we need to have a massive selection of perfumes. I have, mashallah, I have a shop of perfumes in my own house. It's one of these nice things that not only you feel good about yourself, but it also people, when they come across you, they feel good. When you come, they can smell you, and you leave a trace of perfume. It makes people a little bit happier, comfortable. That was a trait of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So in terms of talking, he would use the best of words. In terms of praying, he would pray lightly and fast. In terms of talking, he would use precise and short words. He doesn't go on and on. In terms of being around them, he would come looking good, smelling good. And he leaves a good impression on people. These are the things that me and you as Muslims, we have to adopt in our lives, so we can be at least mini versions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And we will, this way we will gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he himself. We will leave it here, and inshallah we will continue this topic in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.